You're listening to SBS News.
Protesters called for justice as they gathered in Sydney's CBD for another Black Lives Matter rally. Rachel Evans, who is involved in the Indigenous Social Justice Association and Socialist Alliance, says the public is determined to see change when it comes to the treatment of Indigenous people in Australia.
We're going to be like the river, like the Hong Kong movement that shifts and turns. We're not going away. There's resoluteness. We're going to take the moment. And we're going to demand and win jail time for cops who kill, for screws who kill. We're going to win that and compensation for families, and we're going to defund the police force like they are starting to do in the US. This police force, they're killing Aboriginal people, First Nations communities. So we're here and we will continue to protest.
Hundreds of police surrounded Sydney's town hall on Friday night. But in a last-minute change by rally organisers, the protest location was moved to Hyde Park to try to evade the heavy police presence. More than 1,000 people showed interest in attending the event online, despite warnings from the police that they will prosecute anyone who attends the unauthorised rally. Speaking over a microphone, one protester says Prime Minister Scott Morrison is being hypocritical when it comes to social gathering restrictions.
Black lives matter! 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 Black lives matter!
As you have to come and tell, there's a pretty big police presence right now. There have been a lot of people who were originally going to speak who have not been able to speak, who have said that they could not come out because of the threat made. Just today, Scott Morrison is out here saying that we cannot protest for black lives. He is allowing 10,000 people to come into a stadium.
Raoul Bassi from the Indigenous Social Justice Association says people have a democratic right to protest.
No, we don't have to wait. The people is dying now. When I tell some people, they ask me, for me, there are two viruses in this country. One virus is the coronavirus, very bad virus. But the other virus is worse because it's very selective. And that virus is called racism. The racism is killing people. It's killing Aboriginal people.
One of the key issues of the Australian protest movement is Indigenous deaths in custody. There have been at least 437 deaths since a Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody ended in 1991. Mr. Bassi says people need to be reminded that this is a problem and it needs a solution.
You have to remind the people, well, we can, and the things happening in US also help us, because everyone is talking about, the TV is talking about, the radio is talking about, and that's help us to keep the fire.
But Prime Minister Scott Morrison says anyone who attends any rally is jeopardising the health of Australians.
Medical advice hasn't changed. The medical advice is that this is an unsafe thing to do.
The Prime Minister's message comes as he faced backlash for his comments about slavery in Australia. Mr. Morrison suggested while there was a brutal settlement, there was no slavery in the country. However, during the colonial era, Indigenous people were used for free labour on pastoral land and as household servants. Labour Senator Malandiri McCarthy condemned Mr. Morrison's comments.
I find it very disappointing that the Prime Minister selects particular aspects of our history when in actual fact he's there to lead all of our country.
The criticism led the Prime Minister to apologise.
Australia, or in that case New South Wales, was not to have lawful slavery. And that was indeed the case. There was not the laws that have ever approved of slavery in this country. So I don't intend to get into history wars. My comments were not intended to give offence, and if they did, I deeply regret that and apologise for that.
Refugee rights and further anti-racism protests are also set to take place in multiple cities across the country, including Melbourne, Perth and Sydney. In Melbourne, refugee supporters will break their planned demonstrations into eight smaller rallies to be held at different locations across the city to try to comply with social distancing rules. Refugee rights protesters in Brisbane have already clashed with police as they tried to move some asylum seekers to a higher security detention centre. The unrest has prompted Queensland Liberal MP Andrew Lamming to suggest the government strip those attending rallies of JobKeeper or JobSeeker payments.
So I'm challenging those protesters who are doing that to hand back those payments in advance. You can't simply collect from the taxpayer with one hand and risk infecting them with the other.
However, the Prime Minister has ruled out the idea. In Sydney, organisers of a planned refugee rights protest say they didn't bother submitting the paperwork after police won a Supreme Court challenge banning the demonstration. In handing down his decision, Justice Michael Walton said, "The balancing of those public health risks outweighs in the balance the rights to public assembly and freedom of speech in the present context." Despite the ruling, that protest will still go ahead this weekend. Spokesperson for the Refugee Action Coalition, Ian Rintoul, says it is worth whatever punishment.
Are people who come to protest for refugees willing to face fines or face arrests? I mean, in general, the answer to that is yes. I mean, it is a small price to pay considering the price that the government is extracting from refugees and asylum seekers.
Sonia Lal, SBS News.